Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I pray you are too, and be glad in it. No matter what it sounds like, look like, feel like, what it is, God is still worthy of the praise. He knows all things, and he is, glory to God, the true and living God, the one that we can look to and know. Glory to God, he has the power to turn things around in our favor, and he's the one that will bring us through and bring us out and cause us to be overcomers, triumphant, and victorious. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection, as we're divinely connected in the spirit to stand together in unity on one accord to pray and to bind the forces of the enemy and to exalt and glorify the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to have to learn how to magnify him, glorify him, exalt him, and not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be in a place that we can stand boldly to decree and declare what thus saith the Lord. Live a life that is according to his will, according to his plan. He is worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have to learn how to enter into his courts with thanksgiving. All glory to God and glory to have magnified him. Hallelujah, and have a spirit of praise in the name of Jesus in spite of our situation, circumstances, no matter what, to God be the glory. So I bless the Lord tonight. Praise God. Last week we had to wait on the internet to be the lines to be, transfer service for it, and then we prayed. And tonight I got caught in being in another direction without the laptop, so I'm going to have to pray and ask you all to join us in prayer, and if there is any praise reports that I can remember that was told me, I was trying to share those before, glory to God, we hang up. But praise God, I just want to be in a place where we be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord no matter what, to make the enemy, like Mother was saying, a defeated foe, even though I'm using that term, in the name of Jesus. So just because things, glory to God, are not conducive, glory to God, everything lining up the way we think it ought to be, but that still doesn't stop us from coming together and to pray, even though, glory to God, we can't do it individually on the airways. We can do it collectively by joining together divinely, hallelujah, connected in the spirit. Praise the Lord. I want to praise God, begin our prayer tonight with a couple of scriptures. Praise the Lord in the spirit of a couple of them with thankfulness. And it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God. Galatians 3:16. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hunger with good things. Psalms 107:8-9. Just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, and rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thanksgiving. Colossians 2:6-7. Since we are received the kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God, acceptable with reverence and awe. Hebrews 12:8. You turn my wailing into dancing. You remove my sackcloth and clothe me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever. Psalms 30:11-12. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 15:34. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in songs. Psalms 28:7. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, Father, we bless you tonight. We give glory and we give honor unto you. We bless you, glory to God, for your loving kindness. We bless you, Jesus, glory to God, for saving us, for delivering us, for healing us, and for encouraging us and enlightening us, glory to God, to the truth. We thank you, Jesus, for renewed mercies every morning, for grace. We thank you, Father, glory to God, for your loving kindness. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, as we stand firm on your word this day. Hallelujah. Glorifying you, magnifying you, exalting you. Lord, we love you. We adore you. We thank you, glory to God, for all your great and mighty acts. We know, glory to God, there is none like thee. You are the true and living God. We thank you that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. God, I thank you that we can call upon you with faith and confidence to know that you will answer our call in the name of Jesus. Knowing it may not be at the time that we think, but it's always on time. We bless you, glory to God, for working things out for our good, according to Romans 8:28. We thank you, glory to God, that you bless us to be more than a conqueror and triumphant in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, you said you'll do the exalting. We thank you that you are making us aware that the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give us life and life more abundantly in John 10:10. We thank you that you told us in Peter, glory to God, that the enemy, glory to God, will come like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Glory to God, but how you told us to humble ourselves, and glory to God, and we, glory to God, humble ourselves, you will do the exalting. And then you told us to be sober and be diligent in the name of Jesus, because he's, glory to God, trying to find someone, glory to God, that he can devour, he can destroy, he can, glory to God, cause chaos or confusion, or cause us, glory to God, to look away from you, glory to God. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, glory to God, because hallelujah, without you we can do nothing, but through you we can do all things. I bless you, glory to God, hallelujah, for the power of forgiveness, how you're teaching us, glory to God, how to humble ourselves and walk in the agape and to forgive one another and forgive ourselves in the name of Jesus, because you let us know, glory to God, and even in Mark 11, that you told us when we pray, believe that we receive, but if there is any ought that we have against anyone, we need to go out to forgive in order for our Father to forgive us. And that means forgiving us our own selves as well. When, glory to God, we're in error or things take place and the enemy try to have us depressed, oppressed, suppressed, or try to get us caught up, glory to God, in the past or whatever just transpired, so that when we cannot feel free, glory to God, to break through, we got to cast those cares and those concerns back to you. God, help us, glory to God, to learn how to just take on your word and take it at face value and walk in the truth of what your word says and walking in the power of your word and binding the hand of the enemy and canceling his assignment. But we have to have that relationship. We got to have a place, glory to God, that we're determined like never before. God, I'm going to hold on to your word. I'm going to hold on to your promise. Ah, God, help us to know, glory to God, we can't serve two masters. We're going to either love one or hate the other. God, you told us we can't eat off two tables. We can't serve the world, hallelujah, in our fleshes, and then expect to still serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, you already told us that flesh will not glory in your sight. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us some more, not to have a double tongue, glory to God, not to be caught up, glory to God, speaking one thing and doing another thing, that we are not compromised. God, we come against the spirit of confusion and chaos. We come against the spirit that lies and, glory to God, fabricate things in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit, glory to God, of rebellion and stubbornness, glory to God, and the spirit of retaliation, glory to God, in the body of Christ. We know what the world is doing. We come against these forces that we allow the enemy to cause us, glory to God, to walk contrary to the will of the Lord. How can we serve, glory to God, God, and be a light, glory to God, and still say we love, glory to God, you, and glory to God, can't stand one another, or we're doing things vindictive or causing others, glory to God, to stumble and fall. Oh, it's a time like never before. We need to be joining together and pray, coming against these demonic forces and the spirit of darkness and the spirit, glory to God, with principalities and pulling down these strongholds that are causing people to murder and causing people, glory to God, to have their minds so twisted that they're doing all kind of violent, crazy things in the name of Jesus. The spirit of suicide, the spirit that that will come through loneliness and speak and tell them to do things, glory to God, to harm themselves, to harm others, or commit suicide. Oh, it's a time like never before that we need to be praying for one another, praying, glory to God, for our country, praying for our presidency, praying, glory to God, for those that are walking in darkness, those that are walking in chaos and confusion, those that are walking in depression and oppression and suffering, those, glory to God, that have vindictive spirits that are out there, glory to God, having vendettas against others, or glory to God, just doing evil for evil in the name of Jesus. Oh, we need to pray for love. We need to pray for salvation. Praying, glory to God, for deliverance. Praying for an awakening. Praying for truth, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, to have mercy. We're thanking for that mercy that you've already given us. But, oh, we are praying for more mercy in the midst of this. We're praying, glory to God, for eyes to come open and ears to come open. Hallelujah. First of all, in the body of Christ, so we can come in a place of unity. We can come in a place, glory to God, hallelujah, of love, and a place, glory to God, that we will be helpers one to another, not sporadically here in this city, across the city, and maybe across the state lines, a little bit across country, a little bit around the globe. Oh, but all will know, glory to God, the love, the Lord Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He is the true and living God. In the name of Jesus, he is our Savior. He is the deliverer. In the name of Jesus, he is the healer. Oh, God, we are praying against these spirits. Glory to God, we're caught up in prestige and power struggles and causing, glory to God, this spirit of greed in the body, in the name of Jesus. The spirit, glory to God, that caused some to lose their identity in the name of Jesus, not knowing, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, okay, then one day I'm not sure whether I want to be a woman and I'm a man, or I'm a man or I'm a woman. Oh, glory to God, we know what the world is doing. We know what the adversary is doing in the world, but this kind of stuff should not be filtering up in the body of Christ with that, or either busybody and sowing discords and all kind of chaos and confusion. God, we are praying deliverance, deliverance, if my people were to call by my name. Second Chronicles, glory to God, 14. God, I pray that it be embedded in the lives and the heart of your people in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, for a spirit of repentance, a spirit of conviction. Oh, there's work to be done, hallelujah. There are a few laborers, and glory to God, how much Lord, work that needs to be done in the vineyard in the name of Jesus. So we're praying for more laborers in the name of Jesus. Oh, more laborers that are after the heart of God, that want to do the will of God and in a place to do the will of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for those, glory to God, servants that are trying to be faithful all they know. We thank you, Lord God, for those that are walking in righteousness and holiness. But we are praying, glory to God, for glory to God, more so, hallelujah, for more of us to get on one accord, to get in a place, glory to God, that we'll be about kingdom business. Oh, glory to God, many are leaving here, glory to God, unsaved. Many are leaving here caught up in all kind of chaos and confusion. Many, glory to God, are not even coming to know you at all in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's a time like never before. And praying for the return of the backsliders, where the enemy has got them deceived and thinking there's no way out or no way back. The devil is alive. We need to be praying them strongholds down, destroying those yokes, glory to God, so they can come out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. For those also that don't know you, in the Father, that says, never heard the word, or heard the word and didn't ever understand the word, or never was given the plan of salvation. Oh, God, we're praying for us as a body, glory to God, to get in line and help us, glory to God, to be more faithful in the name of Jesus, not to be so distracted by the pain and the panic and the sorrow and the disappointment and all that's going on in the earth realm, that we get desensitized about, glory to God, and glory to God, lost the passion and compassion, glory to God, for the word and for God's people and for glory out doing his will. God, we're praying, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy in the name of Jesus. If it wasn't for the delaying of your time, it would be so much, so many lost in the name of Jesus. So much the enemy would have. But I thank you for the power of prayer. For those, glory to God, that are still laboring in prayer, those that are standing in the gap and on the wall, and those, glory to God, that are not, glory to God, caught up in chaos and confusion, those that are not caught up in betrayal, and those that are not caught up in rebellion and stubbornness, and not caught up in jealousy, that you say jealousy is cruel as the grave, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the spirit of greed that's just running rampant. Oh, God, and that poisonous spirit, glory to God, of sowing discord and unforgiveness. witness, glory to God, is running rapid like a cancer. Oh, God, we plead the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We're praying for an awakening in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're praying that things will turn around for a hunger for God, a hunger for his word, a hunger, glory to God, to walk in obedience, a hunger, glory to God, for glory to God, to find out what the will of the Lord is and to do it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, that you will help us to be faithful, glory to God. Help us in the area that we're short. Help us not to be in denial and justify why we did or what's going on or what. God, Jesus has already gone through, glory to God, so we can go through in the name of Jesus. Help us to seek the counsel of the Lord, as you have said, glory to God. If we seek you, glory to God, that you may be found. And you say, call upon you, glory to God, while you are near. You say, let the wicked forsake his ways and seek, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And glory God unto our Lord, for he's and freely will give pardon in the name of Jesus. Ah, God, he said, we'll call upon you, and you'll come and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me, and I will, and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found, hallelujah, by you, declares the Lord in Jeremiah 29, glory to God, 12 through 14. Jesus said to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Glory to God, for everyone who asks, receives, who, and those who seek him, find him. Glory to God, who knocks, the door will be opened. And Luke, glory to God, 11, 9, and 10. How many of us, glory to God, allow the enemy to trick us and have us all bound up, glory to God, to the point where we've got things distorted, that even when God said, knock and the door shall be open, seeking and you shall find, hallelujah, glory to God, action shall be given. Ah, so many, glory to God, say they believe that, but glory to God, action speaks louder than words. Many times, glory to God, our action proves that we're walking in doubt and unbelief. Glory to God, we don't want to be in a place, glory to God, between two opinions. Glory to God, we got to be in a place that we don't allow doubt, glory to God, to come in and rob us of the blessing that God has for us. If God said a thing, glory to God, he promised his word will not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. He's not a God that he shall lie. It's the enemy that's a liar and the father of lies. But if we don't know what God's word is saying and trust him and believe and have a relationship, the enemy will have us tossed to and fro while every wind and doctrine, every situation, circumstance, we'll be up and down and rolling around like a roller coaster. And a Ferris wheel in the on the treadmill. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus. Oh, we got to look to the hills with coming our help, and our help coming from the Lord. We got to believe, glory to God, when we pray that we receive. We got to believe God's word when he sent it out. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you said you'll raise up a standing against it. You said be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. We got to trust him like never before. We got to be in our place, glory to God, obey him like never before. We got to be in a place that we seek out his word and seek out his faith, hallelujah, and believe, glory to God, whatever he said is true. We got to be in a place that we learn to wait on the Lord. Just because it didn't happen today or yesterday or last night or glory to God, last month, nevertheless, hallelujah, when your word go out, it does not go out void. When you told Abraham, glory to God, about how to be a father of many nations, when you told him all about, glory to God, yeah, glory to God, sons and daughters, many as the stars and the sand, glory to God on the sea, glory to God. You said it, hallelujah. Things just didn't happen just right then, even with the promised child of the Son. In the name of Jesus, discouragement will cause us to put our hand in it. But when we put our hands in, we make a mess. But when we get back on course, hallelujah, whatever, and open our ears to the truth of what God's word says, it will come to pass. It may not be the hour or the time, but God's word will come to pass. And he's working some things out in us. Hallelujah. Even while we are waiting, he's killing off some things. He's revealing some things. He's causing us to get to a point where we mortify the deeds of the flesh, where we keep looking to the hills with coming out here, where we stop, glory to God, allowing the circumstances and situation to dictate to us and manipulate us and massage us. Hallelujah. But God, you said it. I'm going to keep looking to you. I'm going to keep speaking to this mountain till it comes down. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to know we got to have a prayer life. We got to have an obedient life. We got to have a mind like never before. Nevertheless, hallelujah, I'm going to stand on this word. I'm not going to be moved from this place. I'm going to get rooted in him like never before. I'm going to stand, hallelujah. When I did all the stand, I'm going to stand there for. I'm going to let the Holy Spirit lead me. I'm going to let him guide me. I'm not going to grieve him and override him. I'm going to stand, especially in these last days and everything that's happening, and no matter what the world is doing, no matter what, how hard things may seem in some situations, or something, when we get in our place in God and stand on His word, we'll be able to believe His word and see truth come forth and know that He said, "Aware of the transgressor is hard, but my commandments are not grievous." Hallelujah. And He says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Oh, He can measure our love for Him by our obedience. In the name of Jesus, we love Him, we obey Him. Hallelujah. We don't love Him like we say we love Him, but glory to God, rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience and glory to God, everything else will rise up and it will show really what your lip service is all about, or with your heart is with your lips. Hallelujah, your mind, glory to God, in a place in a heart, so glory to God with the Spirit, hallelujah, to do the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we need you like never before. Hallelujah, we got to be to a place, glory to God. We keep fighting a good fight of faith, praying one for another. Hallelujah, making sure we are clothed with the whole armor of God, making sure we are speaking the truth and not compromising, making sure, glory to God, hallelujah, that our heart is right. Whatever the word is saying, let it convict our heart and cleanse us, glory to God, like somebody that need a lesson and need to cleanse their system out. Hallelujah, to be refreshed and revived. So we won't be allowed enemy that causes to be stumbling back and forth. Hallelujah, like a drunkard. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Ah, we won't be tossed to and fro. We'll be to a point that I'll be steadfast in the face of whatever God's word is saying. So God, I'm asking you, Lord God, for the help and the mercy of your kindness and your great, glory to God, love for us in the name of Jesus. Ah, for those, glory to God, are walking contrary. And if there's anything in our lives, hallelujah, help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, that we stay in a place of repentance, that we'll stay in a place, glory to God, seeking out your face and allowing the word to come in to examine us and find out, glory to God, that we are walking circumspectly to your word in the name of Jesus. Ah, because there's no time to be wavering in the name of Jesus. Ah, glory to God. You say, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us and run this race with patience in the name of Jesus. So, God, as you're blessing us to get it right, so we can be a light, glory to God, to help others in the name of you, so we can pray effectively for those that are need a healing and those that need a deliverance and those, glory to God, that need, glory to God, encouragement, that those, glory to God, that need salvation, for those, glory to God, hallelujah, need some peace of mind, for those, glory to God, that need some joy, for those that need some patience, for those that need to be walking in obedience, we can be an example, we can be a light, and they can see the agape, the love, hallelujah. The Bible says, glory to God, they're going to know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So God, we are praying, glory to God, this manner so that we can get in line, because it's so much going on in the earth realm right about now. All the things that the enemy is doing, glory to God, to make it, glory to God, look like our God is not on the throne. And he, glory to God, doesn't care. He don't even know who you are. Hallelujah. He is lying and lying and lying. Oh, and for the believers, glory to God, that they're from one minute, they're walking in the light. Next minute, they're walking, glory to God, in darkness. They're walking in the light and they're walking. How can the world see a difference? God, so we got to pray for these kind of prayers, glory to God, for deliverance to take place so we can be more effective in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those that need a healing in the brokenheartedness. Those, glory to God, that are heart is hard. Heart, glory to God, for they've gotten, glory to God, so many bad reports, or they've been through so many contrary situations, or they've been through, glory to God, situations, glory to God, where they don't see truth, glory to God, walking nowhere. Those, glory to God, that have been injured and hurt in the name of Jesus. Those that have went through, glory to God, betrayal, and those that went through, glory to God, on their jobs. Those, glory to God, that went through in the church, and those that are going through in their marriages. Children, glory to God, that are going through with their parents, or going through with their teachers, or glory to God, for bullying and all of this. God, we are praying, glory to God, for your word. Hallelujah, glory to God, to come in and wash, glory to God, hallelujah, out of all the deception and all the lies and all the hurt and all the pain. Glory to God, we're praying, glory to God, as it's washing away from me, that the eyes will be turned towards God, that they will be able to hear, unstopped ears, that they may be able to hear the word of God. Ah, take out a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, glory to God, so they can hear God, so they can be healed. And those, glory to God, not only just heal of a broken heart, God, those that need a healing in their physical body, where the enemy is tormenting them with that and causing them to make it look like, glory to God, hallelujah, well, I just might as well just die, or either turn back around and they so busy, glory to God, just in agony and pain, glory to God, they can't see nothing else. They can't hear nothing else. Oh, God, we need to be in position so we can penetrate that, to glory to God, through the power of prayer, or word of knowledge, or glory to God, or prophecy, or laying on hands, or speaking and decreeing, declaring, Lord, whatever capacity you want to use us in. It might be just intercession. Glory to God, do the power of prayer, tearing down strongholds, uprooting some things of the lies and the things that the enemy doing, the agony and the pain that someone goes, oh, but if we're too distracted and we're so caught up, or we're causing chaos and confusion, how can we help? In the name of Jesus, somebody can be sitting right next to us, glory to God, in church, or sitting right next to us on the bus, or sitting right next to us in a conference, or sitting right next to us on the job, or sitting right next to us, glory to God, hallelujah, or standing in the line, glory at the bank, or standing, glory to God, in the line at the grocery store, and that person might be dying, glory to God, in their spirit, man, might be on the verge of getting ready to commit suicide, might be on the verge, glory to God, to do something, glory to God, that just beyond us, glory to God, to commit a crime, the hideous things to make it. But if we are tuned in, hallelujah, the way we need to be tuned in, sometimes God allows us to discern some things and bind up some things and cancel some assignments and be able to speak into that heart, or might, glory to God, just tear down the strongholds without even saying anything directly to them. Oh, God, I'm telling you, the things that God can reveal unto us in the name of Jesus, the same way he revealed, glory out to the prophet, some things that were going on in a wartime, and all of a sudden, glory to God, this king or whoever was that was in authority wanted to know, how, glory to God, is this happening? Do we have a spy in the camp? No. And the man said, no, it's a prophet telling everything that's going on, hallelujah, the secret chamber. How much more? He sundered on us. Hallelujah, glory. If we will be in position and be in place, how many things God will reveal unto us instead of the psychic line trying to say, this is happening, that happened. Oh, they got so much going on, but they don't say, glory to God, all the things, glory to God, that were glory to God, spoil the devil's camp because they're part of the devil's work. But if we will be in position, hallelujah, we can spoil the things, glory to God, that the enemy is planning and plotting and what he's trying to do or things he's in the middle of in the name of Jesus. It wouldn't take it any further. Ah, but he can keep us divided and keep us with confusion. Hallelujah. But God, I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you, glory to God, for the preachers and the prophets and the teachers and the ministers that, glory to God, are warring and standing and teaching, glory to God, the truth. God, I pray for their strength. I pray for their encouragement. I pray for wisdom. I pray that they don't get beside themselves. They keep stay humble, but stay bold and keep exalting you. Lord, I'm praying, glory to God, that you continue to minister and move in a miraculous way. We're going to see, glory to God, people, glory to God, getting delivered and free and glory to God, and getting saved and limbs extending, glory to God. Hearts, glory to God, hallelujah. All where the enemy is trying to attack, heart attacks, intervening on that and intervening on strokes. And even if it does happen, glory to God, quick and magnifying, glory to God, you and the healing that will take place. Oh, glory to God, those that going through with arthritis are going through, glory to God, in their mind, or going through with lupus, or going through, glory to God, with kidney failure or cancer or whatever, all to be eradicated out of the bodies, glory to God, even the more, not just a little bit here and a little bit there and across the country, touch over here and touch over. Oh, but the world will see even the more the power of the anointing. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You're still sending handkerchiefs out with the power of the anointing on it. Glory to God from the power of prayer and the word. Hallelujah. People still getting healed and delivered. Oh, I want to get back to a time where even like Peter, passing by with his shadow, the shadow of the man, the anointing so powerful in his life. Glory to God that people get healed. Oh, glory to God, Paul sending out handkerchiefs. Oh, glory to God, besides speaking the word of truth, people getting saved, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Oh, the power that you've given us to cast out devils and to bind them and to loose them from their assignment against us and against people in the name of Jesus. Oh, we will use the power and the anointing that you've given us, glory to God, and demonstration to glorify you instead of trying to exalt flesh. Oh, we can see some miraculous and marvelous things being done. Hallelujah. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah for the power of what you're doing even at this hour. Oh, sometimes to say that the Holy Ghost is not working. Oh, we don't need that power now. That was back in Acts. But God is still proving himself right now. In the name of Jesus. thanking him for the anointing. God, help your people not to get discouraged, not to go over to God to give up on hardly what your word is saying, and because of what the world is doing, and because go over to God, flesh on parade where people have go over to God, shied away from the anointing, and now go over to God doing their own thing in the flesh. Oh, help us to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, not on the circumstances, not on the situations, not on what people are saying and doing, in the name of Jesus. All your word says, I will heal my people, and I will let them enjoy abundant peace and security, says the Lord, Jeremiah 33:6. I will heal their waywardness and love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them, declares the Lord, Hosea 14:4. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree so that we might die to sin and to live for righteousness. By the wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. Psalms 103:2-3, I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast. Zion, for whom no one cares, Jeremiah 30:17, heal me, O Lord, and I will be healed. Save me and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise. Jeremiah 17:14. The prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. James 5:15-16. O Lord my God, I call to you for help, and you heal me, Psalms 30:2. Lord, help us to take your word. Hallelujah. Take your word, glory to God, as face value, and believe what your word has said in the name of Jesus. Love the Lord your God and listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life. Deuteronomy 30:20. This is a love for God, to obey his commands, and his commands are not burdensome. 1 John 5:3. Jesus said, whosoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. John 14:21. Love the Lord, all his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. Psalms 31:23. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. John 14:23. Anyone who does not love his brother, who he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, whosoever loves God must also love his brother. 1 John 4:2-21. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you for your mercy. We bless you for your compassion. We bless you, glory to God, for the joy of the Lord being our strength. We bless you, Lord, glory to God, that you hear our cry and have mercy upon us. We bless you, glory to God, hallelujah, for everything, glory to God, that you're doing on our behalf. God, help us to learn to appreciate you, to exalt you, and to love you, and glory to God, and obey you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that your mercy is to those who fear him. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for blessing us, glory to God, and teaching us how to rest in you, how to be still and know that you're God. Hallelujah, how to wait patiently for you. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you, glory to God, how you told us to be still and know that I'm God. I will exalt you among the nations. I will exalt you on the earth, Psalms 46:10. Teach me, and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong, Job 6:24. God, help us to put a watch over our mouth in the name of Jesus. Help us to be wise the things that we speak and say, that we don't say, glory to God, things that will bring harm or cause confusion or chaos or tear down and break down. You told us, glory to God, to exalt one more highly than ourselves in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord God, hallelujah, to help us to walk this straight and narrow. We need you like never before. God, help us to do this more than than just preaching and teaching and singing and prophesying and lying on it, glory to God, about humility, but get to a place, glory to God, that we actually do humble ourselves and listen to the voice of God and obey him and help us not to be so quick, glory to God, to speak and say anything before you. All glory to God, and not to make, glory to God, these vows and never keep them in the name of Jesus. You told us to be wise about that. Hallelujah. Not to make a vow and not to keep it in the name of Jesus. It's better to never have made it, hallelujah, than to say it and don't do it. Oh, God, help us, glory to God, to learn how to let go and let God. Don't allow us, glory to God, to let in our ears to anything and everything. Help us, glory to God, to have an ear to hear the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, whatever he's saying to the church, and a deaf ear to the contrary things of the world in the name of Jesus. And you told us to take not that counsel with the ungodly in the name of Jesus. But glory to God, help us, glory to God, to have wisdom. You say if we lack it, ask of you and you'll give it to us liberally. God, help us, glory to God, to learn how to be patient, to wait on you, glory to God. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Help us not to say that with our lips that we're waiting, and glory to God, we're still complaining and murmuring and saying that we have faith. Hallelujah. Faith, glory to God, going to teach us how to be still. Faith, glory to God, and let us know that we have to be patient to wait on the hand of God to move, and that is not at our timing. God, so we bless you today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are praying, glory to God, that we even learn to be patient in our own homes. Husbands and wives need to be learn to be patient and, glory, to have love one for another and to have an ear to hear, glory to God, each other. Oh, glory to God, especially believers to hear God come together in prayer and listen, glory to God, hallelujah, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And let us not to be so quick to, glory to God, to speak, glory. You say, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and we'll be slow to wrath. And glory to God, even with our brothers and sisters, sometimes, glory to God, we have loose lips. We need to, glory to God, be wise, hallelujah, to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, not to override him, not to get so placed that we'll get so provoked. The Bible said, be angry, but sin not. So many times we let our anger go over into another area, and it caused, glory to God, malice and confusion and, glory to God, and discord and glory to our busybody and all kind of other things. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, we want to be in a place, glory to God, that we are praying and we are, glory to God, look at the other person, glory to God, and pray. Recognize the spirits that are behind these situations so we can pray for one another. Oh, God, help us to pray even in our families and in our loved ones and our children, and glory to God, try to find at the core to what is causing them to be so angry, so frustrated, glory to God, doing contrary things, God, the power of prayer, seeking the face of God. He will speak and he will direct us. Ah, but we get caught up, glory to God, in the circumstance the enemy will take us off, hallelujah, saying and doing things that, glory to God, that we can't take back. And sometimes it takes a long time to get healed from those things when causing what's being said. Lord, we are praying for healing in the marriages, healing, glory to God, in the homes, praying, glory to God, for deliverance for our youth. God, there are so many things they're challenged with in their home and on the, glory to God, even, glory to God, at school and different things, glory to God, and out there peer pressure and power struggles and all kinds of other things where people trying to persuade them and manipulate them and cause them, glory to God, in bullying and try to get them manipulated to do all the contrary things. God, help us as parents and, glory to the minister, to keep communication lines open, glory to God, with the Lord, and so we can have communication lines open with the youth so we can help. And some, glory to God, are rebellion and stubborn. Some might be coming from generational curses, and some might be coming from, glory to God, things they done gone through, and some, glory to God, just an evil spirit to come upon them. Whatever it may be, help us to seek out the face of God so we'll know how to pray effectively. That's why it's so important for us to be in alignment with the Lord, so we can be able to hear clearly how to pray, how to intercede, how to intervene. In the name of Jesus, tear down the strongholds of the enemy so he won't be destroying our families and destroying, glory to God, our youth and coming in, glory to God, and tearing up the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, we can't, glory to God, work on no two sides. In the name of Jesus, we cannot turn back around. It's just me. It's just me, and I'm going to do me. And the do me is going to lead you right into a hell way. In the name of Jesus, on Hollywood Boulevard, and land over to God in hell if we don't get some things right before the Lord. Because we can be on one road thinking we're going right, and because of deception and because of chaos and confusion, land over to God someplace else, over to God, when the end time comes. Hallelujah for us to go over to God. got to, when God get ready to call us in the name of Jesus. So we can't afford, glory to God, to think we're going to make it in the door just in time. The 10 virgins, hallelujah, 5 wise, 5 fools, all started out, glory to God, with oil. The second group just didn't, glory to God, have their reserve. Hallelujah. So, and that time come, we ain't going to have time to be running that, trying to get it right. Oh, when that door closed, it's over. Hallelujah. So God, help us, glory to God. Even through the challenging times, know that you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. So God, we're just praying so much right about now. So many things, glory to God, that's going on in the land. We could be praying and we could make a difference in, even in, glory to God, not only our ministering, not only, glory, showing our love, but not just love, glory to God, in words, but even in deeds. Some, glory to God, can be able to bless us. Glory to God, some may be out here need some food or some clothing. And glory to God, we have adequate that we can be able to give and won't miss it. Some, glory to God, is hoarding things up. Like, glory to God, we're going to be here for a long time. Ah, oh, you told us to give, and it shall be given. Then we'll give unto a pressed down, running over, shaking up. Glory to God, they're given to our bosom. You told us, glory to God, that we're to do so. Ah, oh, glory to God, those that need food, those that need clothing, those that need shelter. If your provisions are being made, hallelujah, for us to, glory to God, to even be a blessing to someone else, hallelujah, glory to glorify you. Help us, God, even some that lost their compassion. Those, glory to God, that have lost, glory to God, their fear. Some never had it. We're praying for those to get some and others to be restored. God, we're praying for an awakening so we can be in position to be a blessing. Lord, we just thank you, glory to God. We bless you, glory to God, for teaching us how, glory to God, to have a quiet, glory to God, and learning to rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to have to learn, glory to God, hallelujah, that the Lord will fight our battles. And he know our needs. And he said in his word that he'll supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. He told us, glory to God, in his word, hallelujah, to cast all those cares. We got to trust and believe by faith that, God, you're going to work out these situations on our behalf. You already let us know in your word, hallelujah, that you will supply the need. And not only supply the need, you even give us the desires of our heart if we delight in you. In the name of Jesus, you said if we walk upright before you, you'll hold no good thing from us. Oh, it's a feet that want to make it look like, glory to God, it's not possible, not so. But our faith got to be in the Lord, because when we start doubting, that gives place to the enemy. That ties up God's hands, because he's not going to move by nothing else but faith. That's the only thing that can please him. And as he done told us, glory to God, in his word, those that come to him must believe he is God and a reward of them that diligently seek him. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah, teaching us how to fear you. Glory to God, and how to let you lead us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, and how we will lay down and have good sleep and peace for, glory to God, you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalms 4 and 8. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalms 62, 1 and 2. In the name of Jesus. Help us to get to a place of repentance, hallelujah, and keep that place, hallelujah, that, Lord, if there's anything in my heart, and things sometimes we don't have to say any, some things we do know, Lord, that we might have spoken too fast or spoken out of turn, we might have offended or hurt someone. Don't let pride be in the way and high-mindedness get in the way to block our blessings and cause us to, glory to God, walk contrary to the will of the Lord and not, glory to God, do what God says. Not to go and buy some flowers and don't want to say our apology. If you apologize, the flower's not going to say our apology. You may use it as a gesture, but sometimes we got to open our mouth and say, yes, I apologize for offending you. I apologize for saying this. I apologize, glory to God, for hurting you or whatever it is. And if you want to give a token, so be it. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to get into a repent, glory to God, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out and the times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Acts 3:19. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Jesus says, I tell you that in the same way, there will be no more rejoicing in heaven over one. There will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Luke 15:7. If a wicked man turns away from all his sins, he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die, says the Lord. Ezekiel 18:21. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon him. Isaiah 55:7. If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land, says the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14. In the name of Jesus, praise ye the Lord. Help us, glory to God. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Hallelujah. And that is so much what we need to do at this hour in the name of Jesus. We need to find ourselves, glory to God, in the place that we put him first and seek him first, and not, glory to God, just in a sermon, not just when we deliver the message, not, glory to God, when we have just prayer time, but live that life, glory to God, when nobody's looking and nobody's seeing. Hallelujah. When God sees all things in the name of Jesus. So when we walk out before people, regardless of what's going on, hallelujah, we can come with clean hands. We can worship, we can praise, we can magnify. And when things are going tipsy-turvy and things are not going in your favor, they can see the love of God. They can see your stability. They can see your, glory to God, holding on to faith and not being moved and not be fussing and cussing and glory to God, fighting and murmuring and complaining in the name of Jesus, acting like Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. That let us know, where is, glory to God, the salvation that you say you have of the Lord and the witness that you have in the name of Jesus? Don't let, glory to God, the enemy steal your testimony and your inheritance. Get to a place like never before. Regardless, I can't go any further. I can't do any better. But God, you can deliver me out of this. You can help me, glory to God. Help us, glory to God, to be able to wait on you and be patient and fear to decree and declare what thus said the Lord. Not allow our emotions to cause us to be on a roller coaster in the name of Jesus. I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand. I will not be shaken. Psalm 16:8. If the Lord delights in a man's ways, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. Psalms 37:23-24. And remember what Isaiah 41:10 says. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. God will come to your rescue. Hallelujah. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Rely on the Word. Rely on God's promise. Keep seeking his face. Keep standing firm. Keep holding fast in the name of Jesus in your faith. My soul found rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Psalm 62:1-2. The God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. 1 Peter 5:10. Stability in the Lord. The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out. Proverbs 10:9. Hallelujah. What's hidden in the dark gonna come to the light. And one thing about God, hallelujah, he's sure, glory to God, to expose, glory to God, hallelujah, what is not of him. In the name of Jesus. And he will prove what is of him. In the name of Jesus. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our salvation, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen. Jude 1:24-25. And Father, before we close, we want to pray now, glory to God, for even as we prepare, glory to God, for this Christmas holiday, and glory to God, and all the things that the enemy has already plotted and planned. Oh, we know, glory to God, some lives have been lost, and some things have been destroyed, and the enemy has been running rapid, glory to God, and trying to find every opportunity he can to destroy lives and take lives. But the blood of Jesus, I thank you for your protection, your shield, your blood covering in the name of Jesus. We come against every foul spirit of the enemy. He's trying to come in and bring more destruction and heartache and pain, not only for our family, our loved ones, and church family. We plead the blood of Jesus, even over some innocent ones out there, for us to say, don't even know, glory to God. Hallelujah. And not so much innocent, but because they're in the world and don't know you. But even some people that are innocent standing in situations and around some circumstances and just the enemy just coming and wiping out lives and coming against other people because of the fact of how they feel and what they're going through and what circumstances around them in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind him up and command him to go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name that you will deliver. God, I bind up the forces of the enemy just by murdering and trying to destroy in Jesus' name. Imani! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now that you will move in a miraculous way. Bind up the satanic forces of the enemy that bring confusion and causing heartache and causing pain in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Lord, I pray right now in Jesus' name. You deliver those over to God. Hold on 1 minute. Bless you tonight. Glory to God. We bind up the forces of the enemy that's trying to bring, glory to God, confusion. We pray right now in Jesus' name that you will move in a miraculous way against those, glory to God, that's full of heartache and pain and sorrow and loneliness and causing them, glory to God, to get caught up, glory to God, in the moment because they don't have this person in their life or they lost that person or, glory to God, through grief or sorrow or because, glory to God, they've been departed from, glory to God, relationships that somebody that they loved or cared for that betrayed them or hurt them or some feeling like I want to get married and I don't have a man or I don't have a woman or glory to God. There's all kinds of things that he'll try to do to cause suicide and cause this one, glory to God, to go bring harm to the other one. And this one I'm going to pay back and this one I'm going to get back. All the blood of Jesus, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We come against the drunk drivers and glory to God that will get caught up on and get high and whatever because they're trying to drown out their pain and trying to drown out their agony, glory to God, and getting high and getting on the road or in some place, glory to God, and the enemy's putting thoughts to their minds and causing, glory to God, destruction. The devil is a lie. The blood of Jesus, he's all about using whatever avenue he can or some secret that done came out and now, glory to God, it done disrupt the whole family and cause, glory to God, a rift in the home, a rift in the church, or causing, glory to God, agony or causing something that done took place on the job and tearing up, glory to God, businesses or whatever. He's all about destruction. The blood of Jesus. Oh, you said that thief came to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came to give life, life more abundantly. We are praying for life, especially in the body of Christ, with some of these things that take place, but a lot of it is taking place out in the world. We pray for them to have an awakening. Open up their eyes, open up their ears. We're praying for some people to come in their pathway, speaking truth, speaking life, speaking awareness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, pain and agony and confusion up in, glory to God, the homes where, glory to God, people are not standing and loving and caring and concerned and, glory to God, and they're hurt by this situation of not, glory to God, getting the adequate help, not getting the encouragement, not getting the love, not, glory to God, having any peace, being abused and accused and criticized and ostracized and all kinds of crazy things that are going on in the homes where the devil is bringing destruction. The blood of Jesus, we bind you up, Satan. We command you and all your little cohorts to loose your hold. We eradicate, glory to God, the things that you are plotting and planning for destruction. Even things might be behind the scenes that we don't know about that's trying to creep up in our homes or trying to keep up in our families or trying to creep up in the ministry. We take authority over you now in the name of Jesus. You will not have free reign. You will not bring destruction. You will not, glory to God, take lives. You will not cause untimely death. You will not cause jobs to be lost and glory to God, children to be lost and families to be lost and people's lives to be lost in the name of Jesus. Well, not glory to God causing minds, glory to God, to cause them to do contrary things and cause, glory to God, ridicule and cause, glory to God, others to be beaten down or torn down and glory to God and cause others, glory to God, to have hatred and all. Okay, we plead the blood of Jesus. We bind you up and command you to go in the name of Jesus. We come against heart attacks and strokes and anxiety attacks in the name of Jesus. Our mental illness in the name of Jesus. Our glory to God, Alzheimer's and whatever in the name of dementia, the blood of Jesus. We come against aneurysms in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come against the assignments of bringing up cancer and bringing up, glory to God, other things and arthritis and crippling of incidents and accidents and causing, glory to God, people, glory to God, to be crippled, glory to God, in their spirit, man, or crippled in their mind, or crippled in their body. The blood of Jesus, everything that you are plotting and planning, we plead the blood of Jesus. Those that are coming to destroy ministries and, glory to God, causing some people, glory to God, now to get in a place of greed and glory to God, get caught up, glory to God, and power struggles and causing all kinds of every setup and trap you got going on right now and trying to bring this stuff, glory to God, and cancel out what God has planned coming into the new year in the name of Jesus. And even before this year is out, even though it's only another week, the blood of Jesus, everything you already got plotted by minute, hour by hour, all glory to God, week by week, month by week, we come against it now in the name of Jesus and render you helpless and render you, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, against, glory to God, everything that the enemy has plotted, we bind it up in the name of Jesus, and we cancel that assignment, and we plead life, and we speak salvation, we speak health, we speak wholeness, we speak financial blessing, spiritual blessing. We speak awareness. We speak, glory to God, that a heart, glory to God, to serve the Lord. We speak, glory to God, hatred be gone and love will come in the name of Jesus. High-mindedness and pride will come down, glory to God, and humility will come in the name of Jesus. We speak, glory to God, obedience to the Spirit against the spirit of rebellion in the name of Jesus. We're praying, glory to God, against the spirit, glory to God, will cause stubbornness, but that spirit will be opened, glory to God, to hear and to submit to the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. God, we are praying for the believers, glory to God, that we will be aware and awakening and we will recognize the error of our ways so we can come in alignment and give those things to God and come in alignment to what God wants done and how he wants to move. Ah, we thank you, glory to God, for moving on the behalf of those, glory to God, that have been waiting on jobs, waiting on homes, waiting on healing, waiting on deliverance, waiting on some peace, waiting on, glory to God, for their marriage to be mended and for their homes, glory to God, to come in alignment with what you want done in the name of Jesus. Oh, for ministries, glory to God, for speaking the truth, glory to God, the messengers that you have given them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are praying right now for their people to learn to be still and those, glory to God, to rise up, glory to God, speaking truth and walking in truth in the name of Jesus. We speak, glory to God, for the prayer warriors to not to lose sight of what God is saying and what he's doing, to use them in a mighty, powerful way in their praying and their intercession and they're speaking and decreeing and saying, but thus said the Lord. We're praying for the messengers, God, as your preachers and your ones to bring sermons and bring, glory to God, messages, glory to God, to bring deliverance. We're praying for those that with those street ministries, for glory to God, for them to be able to reach as they teach and as they walk through, God, protect them and shield them. Those missionaries, those, glory to God, that are going in places, glory to God, on their assignment, whether they're going in the bars, they're going in the streets, they're going, glory to God, where the ladies of the nights are, where they're going, where the drug lords are, where they're going in places, glory to God, where those, glory to God, that are doing all kind of foul and vile things, where the gang members at, glory to God, where they're being able to filtrate through, glory to God, and penetrate, glory to God, that word, that someone be brought out of darkness into the light, glory to God, the ones that they can't reach, the ones that we can't reach physically, those ones that we can pray out and believe God for an awakening, those that we are praying, plant seeds, and then this one water, and that one water, and that one water, and yes, God bring increase, and all of a sudden the harvest come. God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we believe in you, glory to God, for a change of heart, a change of mind in our neighbors, glory to God, and those, glory to God, that even our enemies, those that are warring against us, oh, we know that we'll have the whole armor on God, trusting God, even through the trying, testing time. But glory to God, know that you will fight our battles, and glory to God, knowing that the battle is not ours, but it's yours, but we got to be equipped. And we got to be wise, and we got to have wisdom how to go in and how to come out. And then other times, glory to God, the only thing we can do is pray and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and be still and know that you're God. And that, glory to God, you got a way, hallelujah, turning things around that you get the glory and you get the praise because you'll cause us to be triumph, victorious, and overcomers, and hallelujah, we're having the victory. No matter what it looks like, help us to walk by faith and see it in the spiritual realm, bring it in the spiritual realm, regardless of what's going on in the physical. Corinth, to know, glory to God, the promises of the Lord, and enrich and make it no sorrow. Lord, we love you today in the name of Jesus. You're teaching us some more. We got to get planted. We got to get rooted. We got to get grounded in your word. We got to be in place, glory to God, to keep that relationship built up on a daily basis. We can't be a part-time lover. We got to be a lover of God. Lord, we bless you today. We thank you for blessing us every day with food, clothing, and shelter. Thank you, Lord God, for the provisions of it. Help us not to get so caught up and not appreciate, glory to God, even though we may desire other things and want other things, glory to God. Help us to be faithful over the few things so you can make us rule over much. Help us, glory to God, and still be striving and desire. Nothing wrong with being ambitious to a certain degree, but also always seeking first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and everything else will be added. Hallelujah, whether we're waiting on, glory to God, our job, whether we're waiting on a wife or a husband, whether we're waiting on, glory to God, salvation in our families, our loved ones, whether we're waiting on our healing, whether we're waiting on deliverance, whether we're waiting, glory to God, for God to elevate in the Eshebah. Let the Lord do it. Help us not to get ahead of you in the name of Jesus. But, glory to God, help us, glory to God, to appreciate, encouraging others in the name of Jesus while we're waiting. Not to be covenant over things, glory to God, but just trust you, glory to God. Whatever you have for us shall come to pass. Keep speaking and decree. And when the enemy comes in to try to steal it, we will take authority, put him to flight, and remind ourselves as well as we put him to flight of what you said, what your word says. It is written, it is written. And God, help us to walk in obedience so that way we won't cause the delays. And let us not be in denial and justify why we didn't do something or what we're doing or whatever. Don't let us make excuses. Help us, glory to God, to walk the way Jesus walked. And help us, glory to God, to strive for it daily in the name of Jesus. In some places it may seem a little difficult, but nevertheless, with God's strength and with the wisdom of listening to the Holy Spirit and walking in obedience to it, we'll get there. We'll get there, and it'll be to a point where we'll be light for the flight to be able to carry out and do what God says. And we can soar like the eagle. We won't be fropping like a chicken. We won't act like a buzzard. We won't be a hawk. Glory to God, we'll be an eagle. Soaring, glory to God, above our circumstances and being a better view and a keen-eyed view and be able to be in a place where we will be weighted down with the cares of this life. Hallelujah. We have an ear because we come up hither closer to the Lord and the walking in the spirit to spirit. And glory to God, we'll get more accomplished and we'll have more peace and more joy because our trust and our faith will be in the Lord. So God, as we pray for these situations and these healers and these deliverance, we are thanking you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us on a daily basis. Lord, we love you. We appreciate, glory to God, your love and your mercy and your grace. Help us some more, glory to God, be a people and not just have a sermon and have a word for somebody else, and we can't even live the word that you're saying, glory to God, for us. Help us to be the partaker of what your word is saying so we can be an example and a light so we won't be walking in hypocrisy. We won't be a hypocrite. We'll be true to what we're speaking and what we're seeing and what we're doing, and people will know, glory to God, that we are disciples of yours, glory to God, of Christ, by the love we have one for another, walking in truth. And if we do stumble or fall or make a mistake, help us to get back to 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do what it says in Corinth. Examine ourselves daily to make sure that we are in the faith. So, God, we just bless you today. We thank you, glory to God, for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for peace. We thank you for joy. Help us to remember Jesus, the reason for the season, but not only just this season as we celebrate him and his birth, but the season, every season. Hallelujah, because this is the day that the Lord has made it. Let us continue to rejoice in that, glory to God, 24/7. That, glory to God, is 300, and how many days, glory to God, a year, 65. However, God bless. You are Lord and you are Savior, and every day is your day. It may not, glory to God, seem like it's turning out that it is so, but by faith we got to know and glory to God and stand on the word and hold on to our joy and keep decreeing and declaring. We can't be turning out, this is a bad day and this is a this day and this is a that day. Hallelujah, we're giving place to the enemy and we're prophesying, glory to God, what we want to come to pass. Glory to God, without even recognizing, we got to say what the Lord says. We may be going through in our bodies, but yes, glory to God, I might not be feeling the best, but nevertheless, I give God glory and praise. He's worthy. I'm coming through. I'm coming out. I'm being an overcomer. Glory to God, and being transformed, whatever it may be. in the name of Jesus. Same as glory to God. Your arm can be broken. So I know, oh, glory to God. I ain't claiming it. Just telling a lie right then. Your arm broke, glory to God. It ain't about you claiming it. It is so. But I believe God for the healing. I'm coming through and coming out. I'm not going to let this weigh me down or bound me down. I know God's going to do it. I believe God to take me through it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, God, give us wisdom so we won't be out, glory to God, sounding ridiculous before people, but we'll have the wisdom of how we'll speak and decree and declare what the Lord say and walk in it, but still have the faith, glory to God, to stand firm on the truth of what God is saying. God, help us to know, glory to God. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, there's a door, glory to God, where we can speak life or speak death. We're going to speak life, glory to God, and death to everything of the enemy in the name of Jesus, but we speak life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory. What an awesome God we serve. Help us, glory to God, to be a people that we learn to rejoice, even in the valley, because he's there too. And it's because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And as well as he's on the mountaintop or in between our decisions, he's there. Help us, glory to God, to have an ear to be able to hear him in the midst. And if he wants us to be still, be still. If we don't hear nothing, if he say move, move, if he glory to God, hallelujah, say yay or nay, let us go with the yay or the nay, whichever one he's saying. And if he don't say nothing, let us hear, stay still until we can hear which way or what the Spirit of the Lord is saying at that hour. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you today. Thank you, and we give God glory. We thank God, glory to God, for hearing from our daughter today. Hallelujah. And give God glory for the Lord blessing for Sister Tasha now to be able to have Sanisha, glory to God, to be able to have her. Her job, glory to God, and her apartment back, and how she's rejoicing in the Lord. We give God glory for the praise report in the name of Jesus. We thank God, glory to God, for those that God has bought through and bringing through, and those, glory to God, are seeking their healing and deliverance, and some that have been bought out and bought through in the name of Jesus, glory to God, and even for those that are still standing that we've been praying for and believing God for their healing and their deliverance. Thank God, glory to God, even for all that he has done and the things, glory to God, that we may not have an opportunity to have the prayer warriors on to speak it. But I'm praying by the time we meet again or praise or either get to a point where the Lord bless on the fourth Sunday end up being on Christmas Eve. And as Mother Evangelist Mother Alexander said, the word still has to go on. So those that can join us, and if you can't, you can listen later, but we want to be in the airways, even if it's only for an hour, for a word that she may, the Lord bless her to be able to share an encouragement or however enlightenment at this time for us to stand in faith or whatever. Glory to God, at that time we're going to allow her to have a little short time, and we're going to speak the word, and the Lord bless, and we'll may have a few prayers in, and we're just going to walk it out by faith of whatever he says for Christmas Day. But New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, we definitely will come on that now. And if God bless, glory to God, and say Monday night, so be it. If not, we'll take advantage of what he's going to do on Sunday night. So God bless you, the Lord. Say the same prayer that we'll pray one for another. I pray for the prayer warriors. I pray, glory, I continue the anointing to flow in your life. I pray that you continue to stay on the wall. I pray God's blessings upon you and your household and increase the blessings spiritually, naturally, and physically in the name of Jesus. Pray, glory to God, that it will keep you and keep your minds and heart, glory, that are steadfast on them. Pray, glory to God, that they increase in the anointing. Hallelujah, that he gets all glory, praise, and honor. Ah, God, that he'll answer your prayers as well as your praying and standing in the gap for others. We just thank God for you. We bless the Lord. We thank God for what he's doing and for those prayers that have gone forth and the party, glory to God, that God has blessed, the part that we have, glory to God, and standing in the gap for some of those praise reports we've been hearing of the healing and deliverance and the saving and the setting free and God blessing and for God moving on their behalf in whatever capacity. We also pray and thank the Lord for Pastor Bird as she preparing, glory to God, on the 21st to migrate back to Columbia to still try to get her house sold, standing on the word that it would be so, but God has given her peace yet and prayed to seek out the faith and fasting. And it's at a time, glory to God, that she'll be coming back through, glory to God, temporarily to make sure she finalizes the things that need to be done. So prayerfully we'll be hearing her back on the line soon in the name of Jesus. So we will continue to pray one for another. We never know, like you said, and we know it too. Sometimes, glory to God, where transition and certain things take place and for some other things to come to pass. Only God knows. We just got to be able to follow his lead. So in the meantime, whatever the purpose, we're just standing firm on it. We pray for Pastor Tweedy that God will continue to bless and move on her behalf and strengthen her and encourage her as well. We thank you, glory to God, for Mother Willette, Mother McCormick, Mother Alexander. We pray, glory to God, for Apostle Burton and many others, glory to God, and those who are praying. Back in the Lord, he brought Evangelist Brenda through when a car had hit her and caused her to hit another vehicle, that the Lord blessed her and brought her out with not any broken bones or a sore, glory to God, but he allowed her, not that her car not to be total either, but the main thing is her body, glory to God, went through a little bit through the soreness, but he brought her through. And then how the Lord blessed her, sister had to have a, even after she had had the accident, maybe a week or so later, she had to go down to Charleston, and the Lord blessed her, sister had to have, already had a trach in it, but they had to do some work there in a trach and clear out some other stuff and do some surgery there. And the Lord blessed and brought her through that same day through a outpatient. So we're thanking the Lord that nothing went wrong with that, and God blessed. And today for Evangelist Kincaid had to take her brother, glory to God, Durham. And what they're getting ready to start the process after January to start doing his transplant and so forth like this for the bone marrow. And so there's a little process they still have to go through, but the doctors are still saying, glory to God, things are looking good for that. So we're keeping those prayers going forth and still praying for him and others, glory to God, for their salvation and for their deliverance and for all of our children that are going through, whether they're saved or not saved, hallelujah, for their salvation, and for those that are saved, for them to stay saved, and some of the challenges that are going on in their lives as well. We're praying, glory out, for the blood covering and deliverance and healing for that. And we believe in there is going to be a major breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Not going to go through all the same things they went through, glory, this past year, some of the same mistakes and some of the same, glory to God, coasting along, but we're praying for a fire. Oh, glory to God, of a desire for more of God to draw back closer to those that are saved and glory out coasting, and for those that are not, that there'll be an awakening and they'll come into alignment in the word and come through in the name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, for those that have gone through and had grief in their families and gone through some various things just with loved ones just recently. God, we are praying for continued healing and deliverance and encouragement, and for those that are still showing the love of God and still standing on the word of God and still standing faithful, even though they may have a little pain or disappointment. Glory to God, a little glory, I'm missing their fellow. What's their true love of God is strengthening them and taking them through and causing them still yet to be on their coast. So we are praying, glory to God, their continued strength and their continued encouragement in the Lord in the name of Jesus. And for those, glory to God, hallelujah, that have some, glory to God, situations that have occurred in their lives or going through with their children, and some that are, glory to God, the enemy is trying to twist their minds up with homosexual acts and different things of that. And so when they've been raised in the church and raised in the proper manner and being influenced by things around them and peer pressures and other stuff, we curse and cancel, and we curse that spirit that is migrating through the land and trying to go through a wildfire to attach itself to our children in elementary and junior high and high school and whatever. The blood of Jesus, we plead the blood, they will not go that direction and they'll not get caught up in the enemy, glory to God, trying to cause them, glory to God, to yield to it or be tempted by it or influenced by it in any way. They'll come against the spirit of seduction in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit that will cause them to be tempted in drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all kinds of other stuff, and the things they're seeing on the internet, the stuff they're playing, those games, glory to God, on their phones and little devices, little things coming up on a device, popping up with other stuff for influences and other stuff, that games that we are playing, glory to God, and all kind of other stuff for other peer pressures and stuff like this, and influences that are coming that just entice and try to get their mind wrapped up to keep them from hearing God or hearing the word, and some sitting right up in church with them playing it on their phone or glory to God, being enticed by certain things right in the house of God. We're praying conviction. We're praying repentance. We're taking out a heart of stone, putting a heart of flesh. We're praying against those influences. We're praying for the parents and the awareness for those, glory to God, especially in the household of faith, glory to God, that we'd be more aware and not just pray certain things, and pray for other families and other things, situations going on, and letting them things monopolize our minds when we don't get caught up in, glory to God, keeping the communication lines open and being aware of what's going through our homes. And that's from every one of us. Even when we are praying and seeking out the face of God, sometimes we can slip and allow, glory to God, some things to get past us God, help us to be more tuned into your spirit, more tuned into what's happening with our youth, more tuned in, glory, what's going on in our family. Be tuned in, glory to God, with changes that will start taking places in the homes and in the marriages, and glory to God, in the name of Jesus, all with one another, even in the body of Christ. God, help us. Help us like never before. There's so many things the enemy is distracting us with the work and doing this and all the other activities that are going on, and we're missing even God in some things that we're busy going to church, going to church, but then passing the church in the things over to God, that we're in the house, but we're missing the part over to God of what God wants us to do in some things in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Help us all. Enlighten us some more, but help us to get more focused on you, and help us to have a mind like never before, to stand fast, hold fast, seek out your faith, be obedient to the things that you've called us to do at this hour, and still hold on to our joy in the Lord. Hold on to our peace. Keep the excitement, anticipation, of expectancy. God, we ask you, Lord, to help us, because there's too many are walking, glory to God, with the influences of this life and the cares of this life that's weighing them down, that they can't enjoy, glory to God, blessing the Lord, going to church to do the exercise of the calisthenics, of doing, glory to God, church work and activities and busy and got all of this and this salary and that. And where's the joy? Where's the peace? Where is, glory to God, the excitement? Where is, glory to God, the anticipation of expectancy? Glory to God, about to get burnt out, just doing and doing and doing. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, help us to return back to our first love of how excited we are about this kingdom work, still being influenced by your anointing, and glory to God, being able to rest our minds and rest our bodies, glory to God, laying in the bed and tossing and turning and not getting rest and not getting peace, glory to God, because we're carrying some things that ought to be on the altar, ought to be, glory to God, cast away, but we're carrying them in the name of Jesus. We're caught up with too many things and too many irons in the fire, because, glory to God, it's not enough time and enough hours in the day. The devil is a lie. God made enough hours in the day if we are led by his spirit, and a time to rest. It's our hand that's in too many things. Sometimes we don't get that time in that we need to, and the enemy is having a field day because he's helping us burn ourselves out and wearing us out and causing, glory to God, our organs to burn out, because the fact is we're putting too much stresses on too many things and situations. We're not letting restoring of the body to restore like it needs to be. All of us have some way or another, glory to God, and all of it don't have to be done with our weight. It can be things, glory to God, done in things we're wearing ourselves out in our mind, wearing out our heart, wearing out our, glory to God, all the organs in our body, because it's not getting the rest or the proper nutrients that it need to in order, glory to God, to function like God wants us to function. So, God, we ask you to help us all in every area and every aspect of our lives, and that we'll trust and believe you that, glory to God, you have a purpose and a plan for our lives, and it's for good and not for evil, to give us that expected end, to bless and to prosper us. God, we're thanking you that you will bless and keep us and protect us and shield us and help us to be in a place, glory to God, that we'll rest in you and still be about kingdom business, being led by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, glory to God, for the whole armor, for your word and for the anointing, and glory to God for favor, for peace, for joy, and for, glory to God, your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep your people, bless them, and cover them under the blood, and their children and their families and their loved ones. We love you. Pray for the body of Christ. We continue to fight the good fight of faith for unity and love and agape, glory to God, and for, glory to God, forgiveness in the body. We love you tonight. We appreciate you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Shalom, shalom, shalom. To God be the glory. Amen.